This is the Odavati number one hero fig.
I have
created by Opal Song,
CC Rambles, and Rio314.
Perfect. Because this needs to happen. This needs to exist. I want this to be a canonical tag.
Yes.
I don't think we'll make it, but I want it to be. About Uraraka being the number one hero, or how she gets there, or...
I mean, her power is just, like, when you think about it...
Make sure that...
She is the most, that is, Uraraka. So, I want her to be, like, participating in space development, because she is anti-gravity, so she can, like... She can get things to, like, space shuttles because all she has to do is touch them and then, like, send them in the right direction. So if she gets really good on her precision, like, what she focuses on is not necessarily using her skills more because they're already as powerful as she needs. She just needs to, like, I don't know, do, like, intense math courses so that she can, like, mentally do the geometry to be, if I flick this in this direction, it will eventually, you know... get to Mars or something, and depending on how fast I get it, I can have these things happen.
And how, and if it goes this fast, how long do I have to hold it before I can release it?
And then it'll keep going on its own.
Yeah, like, because if it gets to, like, where gravity isn't really affect, like, if, like, does it have to break orbit? Do I want it to be in orbit? Like, like, where do I have to release it? And that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And we know that based on, like, because they mentioned in the history that after the advent of quarks, there wasn't really any space exploration and stuff. So it would be like a brand new field.
Yes.
Because we know that there's this line back in the anime about how, when, like, if something about how, like, if we hadn't had quarks, we might even be on the moon by now. So implying that they're not on the moon and that's not something they've done. So.
Uravati on the moon.
Yes. I want to see all the merchandise. Like, there's this whole new space age thing that happens, and it's just her.
And her costume could easily become a spacesuit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, like, if we want to go big, she saves the Earth from an asteroid at some point, you know?
Okay, so what I really want from her future, this is all great.
Yes.
This is all lovely. It's not exactly what I want.
Okay, tell me.
I literally want her to be the number one hero.
Yes.
Like, not Endeavor, not Izuku, not Bakugo.
High five to that.
Not anyone. I want her to be the number one hero. I want her to be saving people. I want her to be the person that the next, like, whatever his name is,
one for all.
The bad guy. Anyway, the next him or the next creepy chokey face dude.
Hans McFace.
Yes. The next person that they're scared of and that they don't like just her presence on the planet, like, or not on the planet, her presence in the galaxy. Like, makes them go, maybe I should rethink my life. Like, I want her to be that person, not Izuku, who's trying really, really hard. Sorry, Izuku. Not Bakugo, who just wants to be the best and win. not Ida, who is proper and by the rules. And not Todoroki, who's an angst monkey.
Precious child.
And, you know, has to be better than his dad. Like, none of these people. It's Uraraka because she needs to help her parents so they can retire.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
And she's just a genuinely good person. I mean, the others are too in some ways, but I feel like she could do it both intentionally and accidentally just by being herself and using her powers in ways that are creative.
Yeah, because like, that's what I like we've see. Seen her like lift the entire stage pretty much and then like bomb the crap out of Bakugo or try at any rate. But like, and she is training with like Gunhead and all that in the physical aspect.
Yeah.
But she hasn't really like, other than the first time when she was teaming up with Izukudu in the training battle, she hasn't really weaponized her gravitational powers in any sense. Like, she did lift the beam, like, deactivate the beam and then, like, hit Ida with it or hit swing the room with it to clear them out. But she hasn't really, like, worked on, like, lifting stuff up and then, like, shooting it or weaponizing it in some sense. And that has a lot of potential when you make, like, stuff weightless. You can, like, throw a tank at someone, throw, like, you know, everything.
You can make them weightless and then they can be useless and not being able to do anything.
Yeah, so, on like, their more creative use of her power rather than just lift stuff up, you know, which is useful, but...
And I admit to being slightly sad that in the show she's so focused on making herself weightless.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, flying is awesome. Like, that is super neat. But also, do you know how much other stuff that you could do if you did some high-level math course and figured out trajectory and velocity and all of that stuff? Because it, like, does she have to deal with air friction?
Mm.
You know? Like, is that a thing that disappears with her quirk, or is it just gravity that disappears?
Well, we know that when she neutralized the baseball and threw it at the quirk testing, it went to infinity.
Yeah,
it just kept going.
It just kept going forever, which means that there was no
baseball on the moon.
Yeah,
yep, baseball.
Or, well, not even the moon. Like, keep going. Well, I mean, if it can punch through the moon, like, you know, if it misses, just keep going for infinity, you know?
Aliens arrive because Uraraka threw a baseball
at them.
Okay, now we have a plot. But yeah, like, so apparently she doesn't have to worry about, like, air friction.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, you know, it, but, like, yeah, so she doesn't have to worry about things slowing down if she could literally do the Superman thing and throw something, and if she could keep her quirk on exactly the right thing, like, exactly the right level to keep it floating but not go into infinity, she could loop it around the Earth and hit someone in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, so I think I agree. Having her be creative with her quirk would be really, really good. And that actually ties into, like, the last episode of the anime that got...
I'm totally fine with spoilers.
Okay.
If you wanna.
The guy with the weird face, with the dot eyes, who can, like...
Oh, Mirio.
Okay, so he's weird.
Or Tintin, if we want to go
with
that.
Yes, let's call him Tintin. Anime Tintin. Anyway, his thing is that he can occupy the same space as other mass when he, like, whenever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He can just, like, drop through the ground. But then, like, he can't breathe. He can't do any of that sort of stuff. And then when he, if he is occupying the same space as mass, it'll just, like, eject him. Like, at great velocity.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he was so creative.
Yeah.
Because he said that his quirk, like...
His quirk is just lets him go through stuff, but while he's going through it, he can't breathe, he can't see, he doesn't know anything.
And he just drops if he doesn't have, like specific parts of him that he's not using his quirk on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they introduced that, and I would love to see, and they probably don't do this in the show, but... in my theoretical future that sort of breaks off at that point, Uraraka is extremely inspired by this and goes, how can I use my quirk in ways that are just as creative? Like, how can I find velocity and stuff? Can I, like, lift up other things? Can I lift up parts of people? Like, can I lift up not whole objects, but just parts of objects? Like, can I touch the wrists of someone and lift just their wrists, and so they're like, hands up, I'm surrendering, like that sort of thing. Can she work with velocity, like you said? Can she work with, like, air friction and the gravity when stuff comes back down? Because she's doing that a little bit already, but with more training and more thought, you know?
Can she, like, yeah, if she lets go, it falls, but can she reach a point where she can, like, partially control it, like, back and forth, like, catch it and drop it kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm. Or can she control how much gravity she's like getting rid of on a thing so it can float so that it doesn't just go up and up and up and up and up, but like so that it just, because she can obviously do this a little bit in the show because she doesn't just like float away, but like can she have it so that stuff is like always sitting eye level at her and then her play around with it? Like, yeah, that sort of stuff.
She's so useful.
I know. Okay, so Udodaka gets, so they see Anime Tintin do the thing. They get his spiel. Udodaka is inspired. Let's leave the plot. We're going to, like, skip forward to, like, finally.
Time skip in traditional anime fashion.
Time skip in traditional anime fashion to, let's say they're now in their third year. Mr. Evil Dude and Hans McFace are both defeated and off, gone forever. Which, just shuffle them off the side because Canon probably has has thoughts about that that we don't care about. So they're gone. So, you know, the great evil has been defeated, but they're still like Endeavor being his fuck ass self. as number one hero, Flamey McFlame. I'm an asshole.
A flaming asshole.
No, he's not a flaming asshole. That's slightly different. That is demeaning a whole group of people.
True.
Don't make them like Endeavor, okay? Anyway. Also, Endeavor would be appalled, I'm sure.
Well, that's
he
true.
Seems yeah. like the type.
No, well, considering his focus on breeding a better quark, that would clearly be not
not
helping
okay.
with the breeding the quark yeah. part. So
yeah, so we're in third year because I want us to still be like in school because I like high school fic. And Udodaka is inspired and like
has stuff. Been training.
Has been training. So how do we get from we're in our third year of quirk awesome hero school to Udodaka number one hero? Standing on the moon with a flag. Like, how do we get from one to the other? And how do we... Here's where I would actually like to bring in Bakugo, because I kind of ship the two of them.
Okay, then we can bring him in. It's okay. As long as we're not, like, dissing him.
No.
I'm so bad. I'm sorry. I'm so bad about him.
No. I actually really like Bakugo Udodaka. I like how he's actually like, you're worthy of my respect. Yes. Why are you worthy of my respect?
I know your name now.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of want him, like, slowly falling for her and just, like, tsundere-ing up. Just, like, I'm not falling for her. Like, denying it all the time. And her just, like, she doesn't care. Until he actually asks her out, she gives zero fucks about him.
She has other things to worry about.
Exactly. Like, she doesn't need to worry about that. So anyway, how do we do that romantic story arc and the plot story arc of how does Udodaka get to number one hero?
Well, I guess it's what makes someone a number one hero, which is basically they save lots of people and they put away lots of bad guys and the public likes them.
Okay.
Which is kind of the combination that makes you a great hero. Because we know that All Might was popular because he did everything. He saved people.
People liked him.
People liked him and he knocked out bad guys. Endeavor is the number, well, becomes the number one because he knocked a lot of bad guys, but people think he's, like, you know.
An asshole?
Asshole. And he's also popular with the young men demographic, I believe. That's in canon. But, so that's why he's popular. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so we just need to work it in how she's saving people, defeating, like, mopping up the rest of the villains, I guess. Or maybe there's, like, a new villain in town.
Yeah.
This is Shonen. We can bring in another power.
We can bring in those aliens.
I have the baseballs coming out.
Okay. So here's the deal. Actually, I feel like we should set this after the school because I don't think she can become number one hero like right out of school. Probably not.
So if we do an asteroid first and then aliens.
Okay,
an asteroid is heading towards Earth and the entire human species is imperiled and like no one can save us except there's Udodaka who's like, wait, I think I got this. Does anyone else? No, nobody's got this.
Yeah.
Because while we have people who can punch the asteroid, that's not going to help us because that's going to break up and fall on the planet.
Many
anyway.
Tiny asteroids.
Yeah. Yeah. We just need to get rid of the whole asteroid. And the easiest way to do that is just push it out of the way. And what's the easiest way to push it out of the way is to make it not, you know, weigh anything, have no mass, and just shove it.
It does still have velocity, though.
True. It might be a team effort.
Yeah.
But, like, but I think she's the mastermind behind it because
yes.
it's
she's
her
been,
quirk.
Yeah, because she's been studying on how to deal with velocity and stuff.
Yeah, so she's the mastermind, and she's the one who, because obviously they're not going to wait until it gets to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're going to need to do it when it's still up in the atmosphere. So she's got to hold everyone up there as well as touch the asteroid. Like, I think also probably she's been working for a little while. Already, sort of gaining like a following.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people who think she's, you know, she's cute.
She's cute and she's friendly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's really friendly and she's really relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's really like.
She's like an everyday girl, you know, she's like the girl next door. And look at her, she's a hero now and she has really nice parents that she's sweet to. And like, she doesn't come from like this great pedigree or anything. She's like, she could be you or me, you know?
Yeah.
She's totally
us. She has this whole like narrative built around her. And I'm not sure, Uraraka seems the type that she's savvy enough to encourage it. Like once it starts, like she's going to encourage this narrative about how she is an everyday person. How, you know, you too can be a hero if you just are creative enough. Like, I feel like she talks about how, you know, all she could do was make shit float.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now she's Uraraka or Uravari.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so she, there's this narrative about her being this, like, down-to-earth, small-town girl. You know, her parents run a construction site, and all she wanted to do was become better at her quirk to help them.
Mm-hmm.
But now she knows that she has a higher calling, and she's going to help everyone else, which will help them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, she does that, and she's really good at helping people is the thing. Like so that's good. She's cute.
I think that's where she sort of starts her superhero work is not necessarily even defeating bad guys, but like while the dudes are distracted defeating bad guys, she's solving all the problems. And so
she's doing very much the women's like background. We're going to make sure that everybody's nice.
And so she has a lot of people know her individually. I feel like she spreads by word of mouth maybe more than any other hero at first.
Yeah.
Just because she goes everywhere and does as much as she possibly can. And so then whenever she does, like, do something big, people are like, oh, wait, she was the one who helped me. Like, and now she's, wow, you know?
Like, and she stayed to talk to me, like, and made sure that I was, like, totally okay and that I had insurance and that I had, like she made sure that everything was okay for me and seemed to really care. And now she's up there stopping an asteroid. Only it's not just like one person or two people or three people. This is like half of Tokyo that like individually know who she is. Mm-hmm. She definitely has like forums that are dedicated to her that are like, she's because nobody's quite sure if she's an underground hero because she's not an underground hero. She's just not well known media wise.
Mm-hmm. And she's newer too. You know, she's a younger hero. So.
And so people are like, we found this great new hero. She's our hero. And then she like blows up because of this meteor stunt, like this asteroid stunt, and suddenly everybody likes, like, suddenly she's like national icon.
Not only national, but I think global icon at that point. Mm-hmm. You know, other countries are being like, can you come here and do things with us too?
Yeah.
Like, you've saved all of us. Like, what do we do? What prize can we possibly give you for planet Earth? Okay, thanks.
And when asked, like, what kind of, like, reward can we give you? Because obviously there's a pretty big payout for saving the world, I would assume.
Yeah.
And for her merch stuff and whatever, they're like, what do you do with the money? And her answer is, like, well, my parents need to retire. So, like,
and now that they're set because of all of this,
I don't know.
Charity? I guess I'm getting into philanthropy. I need to go do some research first. I will set up a foundation. Sorry, I don't know what to do with all of this yet. I will find out.
Or just like, you know, I'm putting it away. Like, I'm going to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
Like really down to earth.
Mm-hmm. Like stuff. Things that normal people would do. Not like, you know, having a giant mansion or whatever crazy shit it is. These up there. You know,
She like has a condo.
Mm-hmm. But I think sort of once she has herself set and her family set, it's sort of like, I guess I need to learn something new to handle this. Like, I feel like she could move into almost a Bill Gates kind of space where she's coming up with innovation because of her quirk and how she is starting to help with space stuff because she dealt with an asteroid. Honestly, I feel like she had to, like, come up with infrastructure to get everyone up there so she could, like, support a platform for all of them so she wasn't holding all of them individually.
Right.
And so she has, invented a space station in order to stop this asteroid. Like, well, now that this has happened, like, why not other things? And I'm the one who's responsible for all this. So it's all in my name, and now I'm running it. And, like, I now have a company and a global, like, standing. And what do I do? You know, so she's sort of succeeding by accident, focusing on another problem, and then, like, comes out of all that with a global enterprise where she has revolutionized technology. Like, I think probably with help of classmates and other people who do that work, but she's the one who's like, this is what I need, this is how we can do it, and I am the linchpin that will make
What's
it happen.
What's her name? Goggles.
May.
Yes. She employs May.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And, like, I feel like the public really responds to the fact that she's not thinking like a CEO.
Right.
She's not thinking like, I'm going to revolutionize this and I'm going to create a new company. Like, it just sort of happens. Mm-hmm. And then public... And just generally people see her like go, huh? And then she buckles down and makes sure it's running properly. Like, she hires a good CEO. She hires like good people to run her thing, because that's not what she does. She saves people. Mm-hmm. She's a hero, and she's not going to stop being a hero to run this company, which I feel like the public would respond really, really well to.
Mm-hmm.
And that would bump her a couple steps higher. And at this point, Endeavor's like, who is this newbie who's coming up upon my turf? And then the aliens attack.
Yes.
And Endeavor tries to spin it so that it's, like, you know, in the sort of media battles that I'm sure heroes have to sort of try to undercut each other.
Mm-hmm.
Endeavor would try to spin it that it's her fault because of the baseball.
And, like, we don't want to leave everything in the hands of someone so new as to make this mistake, sort of.
Exactly,
thing.
Exactly. Only then she ends up solving it. And I don't know whether it involves, like, beating up a bad alien and then making friends with his subordinates. And then...
Or being like, actually, I didn't mean to hit you with the baseball, but do you want to play baseball and I can show you why it was coming towards you? And then they go that way, but...
Or, like, they might honestly just want, like... her technology and skill, and she's like, well, okay, so, let us learn new quirks and let's talk about this. And so it starts as an alien invasion and violence, and then there's sort of a change of her moment where they're like, wait, no, you just want this thing and we need to, like, learn from each other, and Uraraka being integral in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do want to remind you that My Hero Academia is a shonen show. And I just want Urabuchi to kick ass. And for Bakugo to be sitting on the side going, why am I so turned on right now?
Okay, that is a yes.
So I think we should definitely go with the she fights someone and beats the shit out of them, and then they come to her side through the power of friendship.
Exactly. So there's the evil alien prince, because let's make him an alien prince, because also love rival for Bakugo.
yep, here for it. Okay, evil alien prince, and if we're really going to go this, they actually want to kidnap her for her quirk once they realize it's her, and she's like, wait, shit, no one's kidnapping Uravati. I got this.
Yeah. Anyway, and then on live television, she like beats the shit out of him, only instead of killing him like Endeavor would do, she extends the hand of friendship.
Yes!
And the prince is like, hard eyes.
Because, of course, he acknowledges her then as Earth's most powerful human.
Yes.
And so not only is she like the number one hero as risen from the people, she's the number one hero to other planets now.
So everyone's like, well, fuck, now she's actually the number one hero. We can't get out of it because other planets.
I feel like Endeavor is secretly enraged.
Oh, he's so
or not even secretly enraged.
I was like, he's just enraged.
So she beats him up, beats up the alien prince, extends the hand in friendship, and then they begin the whole like working together mm-hmm. with like this is. These are quirks, like so humans have these extra powers, and you guys have all this amazing space technology, and there's other planets out there, what? Like, that we, I mean, obviously there are other planets out there, but like,
other
populated planets yes. out there, and like, you have like, faster than like, travel, and like, all of this stuff, and they're like, yeah, but you can like, remove the gravity, like, how do you do this? And so, you know, there's all this, like, this gestalt of, like, ideas and stuff. And the aliens start to come to Earth because we're kind of landlocked in our tiny planet. because we can't get off the tiny planet.
Well, except for...
Uravity. But she can't yet. Like, she's not leaving yet because there's already one kidnapping attempt and she's not that stupid.
That's true.
So, you know, they come here and they experience our culture. And there's all sorts of, like...
cultural exchange and
yes,
cute culture. Shenanigans.
Yes, cute shenanigans between her and the alien prince.
And Bakugo in the background saying, I don't care, I don't care.
I feel like a little bit he sort of non-explicitly inserts himself as her bodyguard, and she doesn't realize it for a little bit, because she's just like, you're tagging along, sure. And then at some point, she's like, I don't... sure, if this makes you feel better about yourself, come on.
I also want him, at least one episode of him date stalking. Because I feel like Bakugo
would
be A, the worst date stalker ever, because he would yell. But he would also have like Kirishima
and Kaminari,
like, and Midoriya, like Todoroki, and the entire crew of 1A. Just like, because Bakugo is there, and so, like, slowly everybody else over the course of the episode also date stalks her. And, like, Uraraka knows.
I feel like her fans are also, like, very noticing of this. They're like, wow, I just saw Bakugo and Kitty. Wow, okay, I'm taking a picture of them all peering in through the window. So, it's like
so even if she doesn't notice,
sites,
yeah, she doesn't notice, but, like, fan sites have this, like...
stalking, the stalkers stalking the date, like... How many layers down can we go?
Yeah. And I mean, if we want to go the polyship route, because now we have introduced this cute alien prince, and I am a polyshipper and hate love triangles and breaking people's hearts.
I mean...
We polyship it.
I'm here for it. Go for it.
And Bakugo...
I didn't think this is what was happening to Bakugo. No, but apparently...
But I'm here for it.
So. Because, here's the deal. The aliens have completely different, like, social, like, mm-hmm. structures, right? And this alien is like, well, you know, humans, like, do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can do the thing, too. And so he and Uraraka talk about it. And they talk about, you know, like, relationships. And the alien is like, okay, so every single thing that you're describing about how, you know, people act around other people they like, this dude is acting. And Uraraka's like, what? Like, literally every time he looks at you, like, hard eyes. Uraraka's like, what? And the alien dude is like, we should ask him to have sex with us.
Best wingman ever.
And Uraraka's like, what? And then the alien dude does, and Bakugo's like, what? Anyway, and it
did not see this coming.
No. He was like, I'm not pining. I'm not into it. Like, no.
That's like our teammate I respect. You know, I know her name.
Yeah.
For a long time.
And he's an alien. He's kind of sketchy. I just, you know, like, I gotta protect my teammates now because I actually respect her, and, you know.
Yeah. But also, I want to watch this alien because, like, I respect him too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, maybe they fight at some point. He's like, I respect it. They fight alongside each other against another threat.
Intrusion and escalation.
Yeah. Intrusion and escalation. The bad guys from the aliens world.
Yes. Yes.
And then Bakugo and the alien
friends
have to...
I want their all for one to be like...
Yeah.
Peak boss at some point.
Yeah. And then... The alien prince and Bakugo have to fight together to support Uraraka in her bid to beat up the thing. Mm-hmm. And it never gets maybe eaten by an alien at some point.
I think that's like one of the like, okay, we'll take the mini boss so you can go and do the actual thing because we know you're not going to be able to get there without our help, but we're not going to be able to defeat it alone. It
and it's that moment where they're all staring at each other.
Yes.
And then Alien Prince like grabs Uraraka and like, you know, sloppy makeouts for a moment. And then pauses and then grabs Bakugo and sloppy makeouts for a moment. He's like, I saw that in one of your shows. Don't die. And then like books it to go fight the thing. And Uraraka and Bakugo are left like. And then Uraraka just goes for it. Sloppy makeouts with Bakugo and then like books it to go beat the boss. And Bakugo's like, what is happening?
I was not briefed.
And then he beats up his...
Yes, he takes out all the minions at that point with the sheer rage, joy coursing through his body. Like, the entire army. It's like, the two main bosses are out. I can just handle everything else at this point because I have too many feelings. Ah!
Oh. And then they're hailed as like... the trio of heroes and blah, blah, blah. And then some reporter asks, like, so what are you going to do? And the alien prince is like, we are going to get married.
The merchandising is also amazing.
Yes. Yes.
Like, that is some royal wedding shit.
Oh, man. Uraraka at that point is like, what is happening?
Her mother is calling, asking about wedding dresses. She's like, okay, what?
But I think that's it.
Because we've defeated all the bad guys. She has wrapped up her romantic subplot. Yeah. She's the number one hero.
She's definitely the number one hero
of two galaxies at that point. Oh. Or yeah. Solar systems, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And she definitely... Yeah. 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 Uravity number one hero! And I get to tag it with, like, Uraraka Bakugo, like, OC Alien Prince.
Team. Yay!
And because the most recent alien prince that I've in the show that I've been in is Lotor.
I know. That's why I
was like, well, Lotor would be very attractive.
I mean, yep.
But it's not Lotor.
No,
it's just a different alien.
In my head.
A very attractive elf anime type dude or whatever.
I've been picturing definitely blue, like head to toe blue.
Okay.
Picking like elf alien, like flowing white hair, blue skin.
Instead of purple. Well, he has to be a pretty boy, I mean, yeah. Obviously.
Tentacles in his pants.
Sure.
Yep. Endorsed.
And that's a scene. Yeah.